Welcome into the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 21 on Friday, April 29th. Welcome in. Just trying to take it easy, kind of hanging back and finishing out my week here, depending on when you're listening. This might not be the end of your week, but if you listened earlier on in the week, we kind of had a focus on it wasn't a deliberate focus, it just happened to kind of be a lot of jazz hop, jazz influence, jazz sample stuff on the playlist there, or in my playlist that I was putting together. And I was like, well, we should just do it like a jazz hop sample based music, basically just stick to that, because if you've listened to some of the early podcasts, I think it's episode maybe 3 or 4, I did an hour long focus on jazz hop and the influence on lo-fi and whatnot. So go back and listen to that. But getting out of order here again. My name is Chris, your host. The New and the Used is my producer name, and you're listening to the Lo-Fi Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast here. This is episode 21, and it's going to be a guitar heavy lo-fi. We've had some piano heavy, we've had some jazz hop stuff, and so I had I probably had 15 to 20 different tracks that just were dominantly guitar, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to pick some of these and run with them. So lucky you, if you're listening today and you're a guitar fan out there. Guitar was definitely one of my early loves when I first started getting into music, and so I'm happy to have so many tracks that were standing out to me. And it could have easily been like a jazz hop part two if I wanted to, because a lot of these are definitely jazz sampled pieces, but they still are just dominantly guitar based. So just want to make sure I highlight those separately. Hope you're having a great day and great night to weekend, depending on when you're listening. Remember, you can always go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats. That's the kind of home website for the podcast and the label itself, as well as there's social media links to all your favorite platforms to consume the podcast and music the way you prefer. Because Pickles and Beats is a label, it does a podcast, obviously, here. 2 to 3 times a week on a regular basis now, and but also been releasing new music pretty much weekly. This Friday we don't have a new one, but I do hear the New and the Used, and so I'm going to play that one on the way out as a new release here on New Release Music Friday, or New Release Friday. So if you're out there listening to some new music, you'll find a new beat on all major platforms there. But we're going to jump into the first track right away. Remember, this is a guitar-heavy lo-fi podcast here today. So if you want to go and find our lo-fi Pickles and Beats or Pickles and Beats lo-fi daily playlist, you can find that on Spotify. And that has been a kind of a compilation of all of the tracks that I've played for the past couple months. And it rotates out on a regular basis. And so go give it a listen. Give me some feedback. Anchor.fm/picklesandbeats. You can leave feedback through voicemail, text message, jumping on a poll question. You got so many options of ways to kind of be part of the community, and I appreciate that. So let's jump into this first track. It's a pretty recognizable track. I've always loved it and felt like it'd be a great way to start out the podcast here today, by Flo Fills, called Blue Orchard. Check it out. We'll talk about it on the backside. Thank you. Fills with Blue Orchard right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast episode, again, number 21. And this is really a guitar-heavy focus. That gives me so much, you know, Charlie Hunter vibes. I wouldn't be surprised if it was him. So, again, if you're not familiar with Charlie Hunter, kind of a 7-8-string guitar player, plays a little bit of guitar and bass at the same time, whereas the top couple strings have a kind of thicker string gauge and kind of gets a bass tone out of it. So if you're not familiar, check out Charlie Hunter. But that was Flo Fills, and again, very heavy Charlie Hunter vibe there, and even a little bit of Roy Hargrove. I believe, I'm not mistaken, I know Roy did, but I believe even Charlie Hunter did work on some of the D'Angelo Voodoo stuff, but I could be totally wrong on that. I'm not even close, slight percentage to know, but I know he's worked in the hip-hop scene, but overall, really cool track. It's hard to follow that track, that's without a doubt, but the bass drum stands out to me on the drum track. The guitar, bass, kind of slappy, real just funky, boppy vibe. Just digged it a lot. Overall, great track. It's hard to follow, like I said, but if I had to think of one track that really stands out to me with a guitar-heavy, lo-fi, hip-hop vibe to it, it had to be that. So let's jump into the next one and break it down. I have some more stuff to compare, but this one is a totally different feel. This is a collaborative track by Smuv, S-M-U-V, and Mount Fugitive. We've had Mount Fugitive on the podcast here over the past couple months, and huge fan of them. So let's give a listen, and we'll break it down on the other side right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Let's check it out. Fugitive, and then the track was called At Ease, and I think it's a perfect name for that track because that really put me at ease. I was just kind of chilling back, listening, like, oh yeah, should I be writing some stuff down to talk about? Right away, the first thing I'll say is it's very, you know, meditative. It puts you kind of in that state of easement, and the guitar track there, right away, the first thing that I did write down, if I wrote down anything at all, was mellow. Is a very mellow, just kind of loop that they had there, whether that was them playing the guitar or a sample, but definitely had a very Wes Montgomery, Grant Green-ish kind of vibe to it. I love these, you know, guitar ballads that get a little lo-fi, you know, backbeat to them and turn into some really fun, cool, exciting tracks, in my opinion. I know, you know, some people get frustrated, feel like they're just lifting something and going with it, but I disagree. I think it's all about that vibe. If it's, whether it's simple or easy or, you know, super complicated, doesn't matter. Not to me. Just my opinion. But anyway, once again, I'm your host, Chris, the producer of The New and the Used, and we're going to jump into the next track. This is the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. episode number 21 on Friday, April 29th. But if you're listening, if you're listening outside of those, this normal hour, or these days, I really appreciate you coming in and giving a listen to the podcast and going back and listening through. You know, can't make it in this community without you. So thank you so much. And let's get into some more beats and break them down. This one is a brand new artist I haven't had on the podcast before, but the music stood out to me and I was like throwing it in the pickle jar. And we're going to pull it out on the podcast. And so here we go. It's a Brock Beats, one word, Brock Beats. And the track's called September on the Guitar Heavy Lo-Fi episode today, or episode 21. Let's check it out. September. So good. A heavy, heavy sample beat right there for sure. Again, whether it's some Wes Montgomery, some Grant Green, you know, somebody in that vein. Really, really cool. It might have been a saxophone band leader with Lou Donaldson or something like that, but the sax sample in there was really nice. The backbeat of the drums, it was just a really, again, classic basic lo-fi piece. And when I say that, I don't mean that in a negative way at all. It just, they fit in and just flow together. Anytime I've ever listened to a lo-fi hip-hop station on a YouTube channel or a playlist, sometimes one track can become 30 tracks before you know it, because they just flow together so well. And that's one of those tracks that does it. I also love the female vocal kind of sample that gets put in there too. Highlighting some of that stuff, it breaks on the monotony of just a regular mood all the time. You got a little bit of that vocal piece that doesn't always happen. So great job overall. Really, really enjoyed that track a lot by Brock Beats. I'll be making sure to go back and listen to some more from you. So appreciate that. This next track we're going to roll into, it's called In the Meadow, and it's a collaborative track between Blue Works and Takeo, T-A-K-E-O, or Takeo. Maybe they could pronounce their name that way. So I apologize if I'm messing that up. You could post and send me a message and I'll correct it myself. But Blue Works and Takeo, or Takeo, and the track is called In the Meadow. And once again, I'm your host, Chris, right here on the new and my producer name is the new and the used, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast. Episode 21 is a guitar heavy podcast. So let's check this track out and break it down on the backside before we listen to a brand new beat. Thank you. All right, that's In the Meadow by Blue Works and Takeo or Takeo. And, you know, again, there might get some debate on there. Some people will be like, there's no guitar on there. It's all ukulele. But it might be ukulele. It might be some mandolin, a little bit of guitar or mini guitar. It could have been a lot of different stuff, but what I will say is it's a great track. And right away I heard it, and I was like going on the podcast in some way, shape, or form, and I felt like it fit today, so I wanted to make sure I put it on there. So, you know, I love the ukulele sound, if that's heavy ukulele. The ambient forest kind of birds and stuff in there, so I thought it sounded really great. The sleigh bells are those jingles in there. I'm pretty sure it was a sleigh bell, but that, I think, brought the whole track together. Without that, it would feel like it was missing something, but it was a very filling piece to that track, in my opinion. So go back and listen if you missed that, but because it kind of fills in subtly, but it fills in enough. It's a great little tool there, the sleigh bell. And then, you know, heavy boom bass drum. You know, I like that switch up. It kind of brings you into, like, the track is here feeling. Overall, really, really awesome. But great, great job on that track. I'm really happy with these first four tracks overall of the podcast. It just has really great flow. But and by the way, this is the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 21. If you don't know that already, being that it's a guitar-heavy lo-fi episode today. I also want to give you the reminder, you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to get to the homepage for all of our episodes, as well as links to your favorite social media sites, whether that's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, Twitch, Bandcamp is where you can also find things from us for sale. You just got a wide, any major social media site that you'd like to go to, you can just look up Pickles and Beats. Otherwise, again, going to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, and there's a link tree there, and it'll take you on to wherever you're looking to go. But I'm really excited to once again release another new track. I've been releasing tracks right alongside the Pickles and Beats label here, as producer name The New and The Used, and so I'm excited to release another track. It's just dropped today right here on Friday, April 27th, or 29th, I'm sorry. If you're listening out in advance, it's already out for you to listen to. If you're listening to this right now, it just came out today, so please go give it a listen. This is a track called Yes I Do, and it's a single, but it'll be coming out on the next full-length release that I've been doing these crates. Every time I go digging for crates or digging through crates to look for samples and making beats and stuff like that, I'll put together a collection of stuff over time and release it as a full-length EP or even a full-length LP. But anyway, going to get into this track, Yes I Do, and I'll talk about it on the backside. Once again, the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. I'm your host, Chris, the new and the used. This is my newest release. Just came out today. I'm going to do a little shameless self-promotion here called Yes I Do.
I like that. You got to check this. This is that one. Check this one.
there it is. Yes, I do. The newest release from myself here. My name's Chris again, the new and the used. And I'm your host right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 21, on a Friday, April 29th. But, you know, April has flown by. It is May 2022. If you're out listening in the future, appreciate you coming back and listening to some past episodes and listening along with us. And I hope you've you know, like and share and follow the podcast. If this is your first episode, I appreciate you coming in and hanging out. You know, again, liking and sharing and spreading the word only helps our community of you know, musicians and myself here as a trying to run a label and a podcast and put some stuff together. It's definitely tough work, and I know it's to me, it's all fun. So no matter what happens and comes from it, I'm just kind of having fun. I would love to make this a full-time day thing all the time. And, you know, one day that's going to happen. And I'm just going to have fun making it happen. So I really appreciate you in here listening. And remember, go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to follow the podcast. You know, vote on the poll question. Leave voicemails or text messages and let me know how you're feeling about the podcast or suggestions and critiques. I love all that stuff, as well as, you know, the likes and shares and follows and jumping on your favorite platforms, social media. So I hope you're having a great week, weekend, morning, evening, afternoon, whatever it is, and you're listening to this. And talk to you soon, hopefully on Monday. Peace. Keep it lo-fi.